Sounds of tear gas canisters being fired at protesters outside the Greek parliament today as legislators approved an austerity plan, $40 billion in spending cuts and tax increases over 5 years. European Union countries demanded the measures before they'd give Greece the money it needs to avoid default on its bond debts this summer. Greece has already received over $150 billion in loans in the past year, but the run-up to this vote has seen violent demonstrations across the country. New York Times correspondent Rachel Donadio is in Athens. And Rachel, how are people reacting to the vote?
Well, it's been pretty volatile all day. Even before the vote, there were demonstrations. This is the second day of a two-day general strike. A lot of demonstrators provoke the police. The police counter by firing rounds of tear gas. That kind of thins out the crowds, and then they go back at it again because these austerity measures are so deeply unpopular.
Well, a BBC reporter that we know said he had to flee his building when anarchists took over the one next door, so there's certainly been a passionate response. But tell us more about the bill. And by the way, in the vote itself, we know some were swearing they'd never vote for it. What happened in the final analysis?
In the final analysis, the vote was 155 for, 138 against, meaning that the center-right opposition opposed these austerity measures, and most of the socialists in the end rallied around and voted for the bill. Now, this bill was particularly difficult for a socialist government elected on a socialist social welfare platform to impose these tough tax hikes, wage cuts, austerity, really bleeding a country that is already in a deep recession.
And yet, if they didn't, as we noted, they would not be bailed out, and there was a July deadline, so sort of a no-win situation there. What happens now?
Well, what happens now is there's another vote tomorrow because this process is made to be as painful and drawn out as possible for everybody involved. Tomorrow's vote is on the implementation of these new austerity measures. Then Greece's foreign lenders will give it the installment of aid it needs to make it through the summer. They made the aid contingent on Parliament passing these unpopular measures.
We're seeing pictures of protesters. They're up on top of the Acropolis, unfurling banners, asking other activists to come out. We understand many people in Greece feel they're being punished for bad decisions made by their leaders. Just give us an idea of some of the austerity cuts that are coming if this final vote also goes through.
Higher tax on heating oil, a €300 a year tax on the self-employed, 1-5% taxes on income, the selling off of €50 billion in state assets, which many Greeks feel like is a fire sale of their national heritage just to pay money to the banks.
So, Rachel, what's the thinking going ahead? Greece was the country too big to fail. It was said that this would solve the problems. Will it?
Well, that's a really good question. I think what has to happen now is that Greece and its foreign lenders are going to sit down and say, okay, how can we figure this out so that every time we need another installment of aid, we have to put new things through Parliament? It's just politically unsustainable for this country. In the longer term, who knows what's going to happen? There was an important development this week when French banks made an arrangement about not exactly forgiving Greek debt, but rolling it over a little bit, which is not supposed to be considered a default. Everyone is avoiding the term default because if that were to happen, all, you know, chaos would break loose. So I think what happens next is that the Greek government and its foreign lenders work out some kind of much more sustainable arrangement.
And do you think on the streets these votes will add to violence in the streets or take the steam out of it?
People are angry in Greece, and there's a tradition of street protest, and I predict that in the coming months it might even get worse, only because it's not about the measures. It's about very high unemployment, very high youth unemployment, a feeling of hopelessness, a feeling that even in spite of these measures, Greece is still bankrupt and is going to need even more money. So really, the people in some ways are voting from their gut and saying, what do you mean, government? You're telling us that we're going to be fine with this austerity package? We weren't fine after the first package, and now you're imposing a second round on us in order to show northern European countries that Greece is actually suffering so that the northern European countries can give them the aid they need to avoid default. It's very complicated, interconnected European dynamic, too.
Rachel Donadio, New York Times correspondent reporting for us from Athens. Thank you so much.
Thank you.